From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Now that Venezuela's socialist government has morphed into what critics call a dictatorship, the regime is out to arrest its political opponents. One of those targeted slipped out of Venezuela days ago and is now in South Florida. I caught up with him today in Doral.
Queremos el día de hoy denunciar.
Gustavo Marcano is mayor of the eastern Venezuelan city of Lecherias. Like most places in Venezuela this year, Lecherias has been the site of large and angry anti-government protests in response to the country's economic collapse. Marcano belongs to the political opposition in Venezuela, and because he didn't move to stop those protests, the socialist government of President Nicolas Maduro recently ordered his arrest. In fact, it summarily convicted and sentenced Marcano to 15 months in prison. I received death threats from pro-government thugs, Marcano told WLRN. Some of them even picketed my house and threatened my children. Marcano and his family took a clandestine route out of Venezuela last week and came to Doral. Marcano is one of more than 20 opposition officials the Maduro regime is now hunting down since giving itself dictatorial powers this week.
La dictadura es de tal calaña.
It's a dictatorship now, said Marcano. It is determined to stay in power forever at any cost. Marcano plans to travel to Washington and lobby the Organization of American States and the White House to keep pressuring Maduro. Today, the Trump administration slapped financial sanctions on 8 more top Venezuelan officials. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.